everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Hey Sir, Are You Okay? With me, your host, Jay. I thought about different topics that I should do for the first episode, but I realized I should just tell you guys my story so we can get to know each other better. Some of you don't know me, but I would like to thank you guys for tuning in with me. You have no idea how much it means to me to have even a few listeners, especially I'm just starting this platform. You may be wondering why is the name. Sounds familiar, isn't it? And yep, you are right. That is the exact same line that you hear if you have attended a basic life support training. So weird, I know. But that is also what we want to hear when everything goes south. Correct? Like, hey, are you okay? Very short but very meaningful question. I would bet to my life that probably 90% of the population don't get asked that question that often. Every one of us goes through something on a daily basis. And sometimes, all it takes is that short question for us to open up and release all the burden that we are carrying. Especially for people who are always in a very stressful environment. So I work in a hospital setting, and every day that I am at work, that is when my cortisol level is at peak. Whether it was from a certain situation, from a patient, families of the patient, doctors, management, or just simply coworkers. Sometimes all you want is someone asking you, hey, are you okay? To make you feel better after a shitty day. They say, it's okay not to be okay. That is true on a certain extent, okay? I do believe it is dangerous to stay in a victim mentality. And the only way for us to figure things out is if we talk about it and be self-aware. That is why I want to make this platform, because I myself sometimes feel like I can't talk to anybody about my struggles. Obviously, I can go to therapy if I want to, but that is very expensive. So I'd rather buy a ticket to Saint-Tropez or connect with y'all who are experiencing same struggle as I do. And I'm here for you. So just send me an email, DM me, or comment. I will try my best to accommodate all of you. So one thing about me is I'm a very sociable person. I feel the happiest when I get new connections. So if you know me personally, you know that I'm just always happy and smiling. But that doesn't mean I'm not going through anything. But rather, that is my effort that I am putting to make myself feel better and remain a better person and just be a source of light and love for others. You know, healthcare is not for the weak. I believe anybody who works in healthcare is a very strong person, because the things that you will see, hear, and experience, it's crazy. I cannot even explain to you guys how toxic the environment can be. So sometimes, even if you are a very patient and kind person, you will get tested. And I kid you not, I can't even remember how many times I prayed to God to give me more patience during my shift. And I probably cried 10 times or maybe more in my multiple years in the industry. It is tough, man. I'm Asian, so I get people sometimes who are racist or sometimes judge your knowledge based on your accent. So obviously I'm Filipino, so duh, I will have an accent. But that does not gauge my depth of knowledge. And it hurts me when that happens, you know? But I am lucky, though, to make friends that do get it when sometimes I'm struggling on what to say or I'm running out of my English and they just know based on the look on my face. And it's so funny when that happens. But, you know, maybe you're new to the job or some people just doesn't like you even though you're not doing anything wrong. And that is okay. You cannot please everybody. You can't be everybody's cup of tea. That's a normal human nature. But you know what? Ignore them. Because if you are being genuine about the connections you are trying to make, then it's their loss. What could they possibly contribute to your life if they are already being pessimistic about building new connections? None. They're probably not going to contribute anything of value to you. So just move on. Do what is expected of you at work. Be respectful and professional at all times. Stand your ground if you have to, but just let it go. I know it is easier said than done, but you are wasting your time trying to think about them. Your time is so precious that you cannot take it back once you spend it. It is always helpful to know what relaxes you, so do it. Do it often. It doesn't have to be luxurious. You can go get your nails done, go to the salon, have a massage, but just do it. Just don't spend more time caring about what other things. It is always a bonus when you make friends in healthcare, but you have to stick to your why. Why are you doing what you do? Is it because of the money? I hope not. I think I read it somewhere that caring towards others is beneficial to our well-being. Giving support to others out of choice leads to reduced stress, increased happiness, and increased sense of social connectedness. I mean, don't get me wrong, the money is really good, but it should not drive you at all. For me, it brings me joy when I know I provided an excellent service. So, recently, a patient wrote me a letter about how much him and his family appreciate what I did for them. And mind you guys, lately I've been losing my motivation at work. I just feel so drained. But I think that letter came to me at the right time for me to be reminded of my why. I hope you guys know yours too. Because it is very satisfying when you know you are doing what you are doing for the right reason. Thank you guys for listening to me. I hope you guys can relate a little bit to what's really going on in the real world and know that you are not alone. That is so cliche to say, but you are not. So let's hang out again next week, and thank you again and appreciate all of you.